But we start, of course, with the fact that things got very heated in Parliament today when the Economic Freedom Fighters Chief Whip, Floyd Shivambo, the one I reminded you earlier on, if you were listening, who is in the habit of choking journalists and calling them white bitches, objected to a Treasury official. In fact, the Deputy Director of Treasury, Ishmael Memoniat, because he was not an African, to talk to us about this. We are now joined on the line by the Director General at the National Treasury, Mr. Dondo Mokgatjani. Mr. Mokgatjani, good evening. A very welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karen, and good evening to your listeners. 702.
Now, of course, today's Finance Committee meeting in Parliament took a racial turn when Mr. Shivambo objected to Mr. Memoniat on the basis that he was not an African, according to Mr. Shivambo. Shivambo repeated, or rather objected to what he said, was the repeated presence of Memoniat at Finance Committee meetings and asked why you, the Director General, did not appear. And he said that this undermined what he called African representativeness. Mr. Mokgatjani, do you agree with Mr. Shivambo's characterization of the Deputy Director General's appearance at the Finance Committee?
I don't agree with Mr. Shivambo. Maybe let me clarify, Karima, that I was also in Parliament today. Mm-hmm. At the same time that Mr. Memoniat was having a session with the Standing Committee on Finance, I was with the Standing Committee on Public Accounts at SCOPA, addressing issues related to IFMS and other matters. Mm-hmm. So the way we are structured, Karima, there are 10 Deputy Director Generals in the Treasury, responsible for various areas of the Treasury's responsibility. And there's a team that I lead. It's made up of various individuals, white people, black people, Indians, women, men. So it's unfortunate that Mr. Shivambo came in the way that he came out, but it's also unfortunate that this matter is being dealt with in the way that it's being dealt with. I think it took us by surprise in the way the matter is coming out.
Why are you surprised, DG? Because Mr. Shivambo is not first of all a stranger to controversy, and two, this is a view that the EFF repeatedly expresses. In fact, let me tell you what Mr. Shivambo said. He said, "I think he undermines Africans," and this was a direct attack on your deputy. He said, he does not take the Director General, the Finance Minister, or the Deputy Finance Minister seriously. He thinks he is superior to them. He takes all the decisions, and he's always here in Parliament as if he is the National Treasury alone. He is supposed to focus on what he is assigned to. I mean, that is an outright racial attack on Mr. Memoniat.
Karima, I must clarify that at no point, Mr. Memoniat, in fact, when I started in the Treasury in the 90s, 1998, Mr. Memoniat was my boss. I was directly responsible and reporting to him when I was in the Intergovernmental Fiscal Relations Department. I can comfortably say I am what I am with the knowledge and experience that I gained in the last 18 years or so in the Treasury through Mr. Memoniat. And I've always looked up to him as my boss. I've always looked up to him as my colleague. And by the way, Karima, in terms of looking at the history of Mr. Memoniat, the PFMA and the MFMA, we actually jokingly call him in the Treasury the father of the PFMA, because it is through him that the FMA and these two pieces of legislation that are well known that he was able to play and then actually put together. Now, the nature of his function, he's responsible for tax and financial sector policy, mm-hmm. responsible for Twin Peaks legislation, Twin Peaks approach, and the changing, setting up the Prudential Authority and the FSCA. Now, all of the newest reforms that you are currently engaged in would be his area of responsibility. Actually, in the last committee meeting, it was easy. They call him, he's a client of this particular committee because he's always appearing there. And there's nothing wrong if Mr. Memoniat goes there and I'm not there. Because in this area that the committee is responsible for, and the committee's focus on passing various pieces of legislation whether it's tax legislation, whether it's tax administration legislation, etc. He'll be responsible, and the committee is faced with these matters currently in terms of it. And if you go to other committees, I will be there because either I'm directly, and there's Dr. Mampo Modise, for instance, in SCOA, Standard Select Committee on the on Appropriations. They know her. She's always in that committee, and she's a black woman. She's a doctor. She's young. And they cannot all of a sudden say that we don't want this black woman. Why is she here? It's unfortunate, as I said, that Mr. Honorable Shibambo took the line that you took. But and again, I must specify that the way Mr. Momoenya has conducted himself in the 18 years that I've known him, he's not racist. Mr. Momoenya is a professional. Mr. Momoenya is direct. I support him. Everyone supports him. He's guided us in many ways. And he's an asset to the government. He's an asset to South Africans. And he's played a major, major role in what the Treasury has become as an institution and of note as we are right now. And as I say, it's just unfortunate the way the matter came about.
Now, of course, Mr. Momoenya is quoted in the papers. Mr. Momoenya, of course, referred us to you, saying that you are the Director General. And he, like you, reminded me that you were, in fact, at SCOPA and you were, at another committee meeting. Something that one would think that the Chief Whip of the EFF, particularly someone who serves on the Finance Committee, would know. But he was saying that I have no issues with MPs holding us to account and we will answer all the questions that need to be answered. But he is not only jumping to conclusions. It seems to me he has a clear agenda to get rid of me. I want him to know that the Guptas tried to get rid of me and he too will not succeed. I will take a lifestyle audit from the day I was born and I would like him to join me in taking a lifestyle audit. Momoenya said he had grown up in a tradition of fighting for non-racialism and he said, I think any attempt to target people racially, I reject with the contempt that it deserves. DG, do you support these views of Mr. Momoenya?
I fully support Mr. Momoenya's view that he has articulated. I'm fully behind the views that he's articulated, and I don't doubt. We believe, and Karima, I think this is just a general. We're not afraid of public policy debate that's happening in Parliament. We like it because it actually shapes government policy. It shapes the policy that we put in together and that we implement as public officials. And we welcome any engagement whatsoever coming out of these committees that we are engaged with on a daily basis in and out. And if unfortunately, it's not just only possible that I could be at any committee at any given point. I would have loved to be there.
Yeah.
It's an issue. Because reality is that when I don't appear, for instance, 2 weeks ago, as you can imagine, Karima, I was labeled as having gone AWOL on SCOPA,
yes.
And only to find that I was in another equally important engagement. Then at the same time, on that same day, another committee also wanted my presence. And it's not just humanly possible also to be at all the committees at any given point in time. Mr. Momoenya is acting on my direct authority and instruction. We discussed matters. We planned, like we met this morning, we were supposed to meet at 7:30. He was a bit late. He was at 8 o'clock in my office in Cape Town. I was with him. We planned the engagements in SCOPA together with other colleagues. We planned the engagements and the approach in the committee that he was going to be part of. And that's how we work. We do that all the time. So I take full responsibility in terms of the issues that Mr. Momoenya has articulated today in the committee and the approaches that we've done. And when Mr. Momoenya is wrong, which I've done on many occasions, I've called him to go to order. I've engaged with him, and he understands. Yeah, as much as he used to be my boss some 18 years ago, but he understands the authority of my office.
Mm-hmm.
He respects the authority of my office. And we've got a very good, cordial relationship that has been existing. So I refute the fact that he undermines my office. I refute the fact that he undermines the office of the minister and the deputy minister. And I think It's unfortunate, as I said, that he's approaching it the way he does.
Now, DG, the EFF hasn't just launched an attack on Mr. Mamoniat. They have also extended that attack to the Minister of Finance, Minister Nhlanhla Nene. Let me quote you from a piece that has been written by Carol Payton in the Business Day. She says the EFF's newest campaign is to throw mud at the Treasury in the National Assembly. Mr. Malema said that Finance Minister Nhlanhla Nene was corrupt, and I'm quoting, as hell, and that Floyd Chivambo referred to Treasury Deputy Director General Ishmael Mamoniat as corrupt, a guy in the Treasury known as Momo. And then it also goes on to say that the EFF has written to Mr. Nene to ask for his response to information it claims to hold, in particular that he should name who it was that, in quotes, made him Deputy Finance Minister back in 2009, and whether he delivered the goods for those people. Carol Payton says, and writes, she says, the implication seems to be that it was the Gupta family and that Mr. Nene had never fessed up to meeting them. And she goes on to say that Mr. Nene will soon have to answer, and we are all waiting for the answer. And then she says, what we do know, though, is that no matter how Nene made it into office, when push came to shove on the nuclear deal and the South African Airways leasing contracts that Jacob Zuma's friends Dudu Mieni was so keen to restructure, Nene stood firm. He told Zuma the answer was no. Now, this campaign of the EFF against the Treasury as a whole, as Carol Payton puts it, Mr. Nhlanhla Nene, the finance minister, and then also Mr. Mamoniat, what do you think, Mr. Mokgajane, is the origin of this? What is the EFF doing? Do they have a real case, or are they just playing politics?
Karima, I wouldn't say I've got full details and knowing what the EFF is up to. I think on the issues regarding Mr. Nene, it is important, and it's obviously going to be important that Mr. Nene comes out and explain and respond to the EFF in the way that he's promised that he will do. But I can only say, insofar as Mr. Mamoniat is concerned and the staff of the National Treasury, I think we have to approach this matter very responsibly. Treasury is an important and critical institution. We've got professionals and people who really work very hard and put their lives on the line on behalf of South Africans and on behalf of keeping the integrity of the system intact. Mm. And I think any attempt by anybody, including the latest comments by Mr. Chivambo, are unfortunate. And as a result, it can only demoralize, and that's what one should be actually guarding against. Demoralize, lower the self-esteem of individuals, make difficult and afraid for officials of the National Treasury to appear in Parliament. But I'm appealing to Mr. Chivambo to actually tread this matter very carefully. I appeal so that we actually can keep the integrity of the institution that we have so much built over the years intact, because that's critical. You don't want a crumbling National Treasury. We want a strong National Treasury for the sake of this country and its future. And that's my appeal, because it's quite important. Where I sit, it's quite important that we approach this matter carefully. If there are issues that need to be debated in terms of how the Treasury or how Mr. Mamoniat articulates matters, that these issues be treated very carefully. But I would just want to appeal that it's important, where I sit, that we keep the institution intact, we keep the people wanting to work for the National Treasury, in keeping the system in a way that protects, not only, look at today, for instance, the GDP quarter one numbers, -2.2%. We should actually be worried about that as the collective, including the opposition, including the officials in government, including parliamentary committee, to say, how do we get South Africa back on track so that that much needed growth is addressed. Now, we are focused, we are engaged on issues that clearly are obviously important. Issues of financial transformation are critical and important, but there has to be a way of engaging on those and not attack individuals because of their race, because of any other matter that may be there. But it's unfortunate, and again, that I appeal to for calmness on this matter. As it's been approached, I've been reading what's happening on Twitter. It's unfortunate, again, that this matter is totally blown out of proportion in the way Mr. Mamwenya conducts himself in this committee. And it's also important that some members of the committee should also, by the way, stand up and say exactly how we as Treasury has conducted ourselves in all the committees of Parliament and in the way that we engage, in the way that we explain, in the way that we actually perform our functions as dictated to by the Constitution. If in any way we are found to be wanting in terms of our performance and our approach to our work, then let it be so and let it be dealt with insofar as that is concerned and not our integrity, including our being as human beings, including the fact that we are either black, African, Indian, or white, be attacked for being of a particular race group. It's again unfortunate that this matter has landed us to this far.
DJ, a final question. Let's put the issue of Mr. Mamoniat aside. The EFF's comment that the finance minister, Nhlanhla Nene, is deeply corrupt and that he must tell South Africans who put him there. The subtext being, according to Carol Payton, that the Guptas are in fact responsible for having made him the deputy finance minister, who was of course at that time responsible for the PIC. How important is it, and how soon is the finance minister going to address these allegations that the EFF is making? Because there can, of course, be no pall hanging over the finance ministry, not in the kind of economic climate that we are. In fact, the matter we are going to be discussing with senior economist Mr. Lumkile Monde just after this interview, Mr. Mukhajane.
It is critical, it is urgent that Minister Nene engages with this matter and responds, and or not only to the EFF, but also to South Africans, because the integrity of the institution is at stake right now in terms of allegations that have been made against some of our officials, allegations made against the minister. So I would certainly engage with them. I mean, we have engaged on this thing, and it's important that we now come out and say, what is his view? What is the response? Because in any way, if the integrity of the Minister of Finance is questioned, then clearly that is a recipe for disaster. So I think it's critical that the minister respond, and he will, by the way, respond, and so that the matter can be laid to rest once and for all, and we understand where we are all at insofar as these allegations are concerned.
All right, thank you so very much. That is the Treasurer Director General, Mr. Dondo Mukhajane, talking to us there about the behavior of the Chief Whip of the Economic Freedom Fighters, and then, of course, also talking to us about the fact that the Finance Minister is going to soon be addressing the allegations that are coming from the Economic Freedom Fighters. We're going to take a short break. When we come back,